Hello, this is State Representative Diane Hesselbein with this week's Democratic Radio Address. As we reflect on this past year in the legislature, there are many accomplishments to be proud of in 2019. Governor Tony Evers and four other constitutional officers were sworn in, and for the first time since 1983, they are all Democrats. In our Democratic caucus, we achieved gender parity and became more diverse, representing constituencies from across Wisconsin. This year, we fought for Governor Evers' biennial budget proposal, the People's Budget, which included proposals with broad support from Wisconsinites. Even after the gerrymandered Republican majority made significant changes, we were still able to salvage a starting point for Wisconsin's future. Now there's a lot more work to get done before the session closes next year. Unfortunately, the Republicans wasted time instead of addressing critical issues and only called us to meet 12 days out of the potential 55 session days this past year. Democrats are ready to get to work to improve the lives of Wisconsin families. There is plenty of time left to address these challenges without ending the session with unfinished business. There are 19 potential session days remaining, and my wish for the new year is for Democrats and Republicans to meet in the spirit of working together to address the challenges ahead of us. In the new year, Assembly Democrats hope to address the priorities Wisconsin residents have been clear about since day one of this legislative session. We have a lot of work to get done for the people of Wisconsin. We have to lower prescription drug costs, close the dark store loophole, pass nonpartisan redistricting, implement common sense gun safety solutions, address our criminal justice system, and strengthen public education in our state. Next year, we will have another opportunity to tackle the issues that the Republican legislature left unaddressed before they went on vacation this year. Democrats are ready to move forward on the issues most important to everyday Wisconsin families. Thank you.